This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's now the aficionado in the Kansas City Royals and hair loss, Josh Vernier. What's up, Vern?
Be honest, Bink. They were suspended.
They were suspended.
Come on.
I haven't been told that.
I mean, stop being such a company man.
What were they suspended for, Vern?
I don't know, but for you to bring that up tells me that they were suspended and you're covering for them.
The text line says that.
Right. That's what I think, too. And you're, methinks the lady doth protest too much.
All right, Vern, how excited are you for the 4th of July, right?
I thought you were going to say for the White Sox.
No, okay, the White Sox and the Rockies, July 4th, man. tell me
USA,
you're going to pay
baby.
Attention to who wins that game.
I will not. No, I will not. I will not watch that game. And if you are watching that game like you said you would
text line is.
You're a sicko. You're all sickos.
What?
No, there's going to be a better game on. If you love baseball, watch a different game.
I can't find one better than that. By the way, Denny Matthews last night on the call, he puts it like in the top five most embarrassing moments. And Denny's seen everything, man.
Not opposition. He was including some of those garbage Royals.
Yeah. The ninth inning was comical. I tuned into you like I always do after Royals games, and wanting to hear from the fans. Of course, they were all jubilant and excited, but half of them were trashing the team the whole game until they actually won. That's kind of how it goes. Mm-hmm. Had you ever in your life, and you've seen a ton of baseball, from the Tigers, the Brewers, the Royals, ever seen anything like that?
No, not the ball hitting the dude in the head.
That was
on
awesome.
The infield. It was awesome.
It's so awesome.
I mean, do you know how good he needs to be to outrun that? I mean, George Brett is George Brett, and he had to win a World Series for people to forget about the hemorrhoids in 1980. Chase Medroth, I mean, he's about 3,000 hits away from me forgetting about what happened last night.
I mean, just everything. The throw to second base that pulled the second base, but I was just everything
goodness.
They were doing. And I don't care about the last hit from Bobby Witt Jr. I mean,
the right fielder could have.
It didn't matter.
The right fielder could have taken that second baseman off the hook if he would have made a nice throw to second, right? It wouldn't have gone down. It was an error, just a fielder's choice, no big deal.
They put five infielders in for Bobby Witt Jr. He didn't care, man. He just plans one to the wall.
Yeah. No, that – and what – it doesn't hurt because who cares about the White Sox? They're, to me, the easiest team to hate in the division.
I don't hate them. I love them.
Well, sure, when you're 14-1 against them dating back to the beginning of last season, you love them.
Yeah.
Build a house for them in Kansas City. Build a practice facility for them. Keep them here.
Statues.
But they were playing so well, Bink. The first 7.5 innings of last night's game, I'm going, wow, Will Venable's done a terrific job. He has these young guys playing some high-quality baseball. They just lack talent right now, and then it just – I just puked.
Well, as Blues fans will tell you, it's not over until it's over.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Poor, sweet Blues fans.
When your opponent's making a mistake, don't get in their way. You know, Vern, I want to ask you, We talk a lot. Of course, everybody's talking about Bobby. We've heard a lot more talk recently about how well Mikel Garcia has played and the top part of the bullpen and the starting pitching rotation. But, man, there are some unsung heroes in this Royals bullpen that I feel like aren't getting their just due. What can you tell us about the play of somebody like Daniel Lynch going from a starter to a reliever? And specifically, I want to talk about Steven Cruz.
Sure.
Where in the world did this guy come from that he's now got, you know, 10 appearances this year? He's pitched 9 innings and hasn't given up an earned run.
Yeah, acquired him from the Twins in the Michael A. Taylor deal. Obviously, or oddly enough, Michael A. Taylor in town as a member of the White Sox. Him and the lefty, Evan Sisk, that we saw come up a few weeks ago, came over in that Michael A. Taylor trade. You could throw John Schreiber in there as well. He's put up a 0 in 11 of his last 12 appearances. You mentioned Daniel Lynch. And listen, Hunter Harvey on the IL, to me, he was your best reliever when he went down with that injury. To think that 3 different relievers have stepped up in the absence of Harvey, who we're likely to see hopefully go out on a rehab assignment later on this week if everything turns out well today. Hopefully see Harvey on the hill Thursday or Friday maybe in a rehab assignment. So you're about to get a guy that can make a case as the best reliever back to a group that has a ERA of around 2.5 if you date back to the beginning of April. So you're going to have your big three at the back end of the bullpen, a big three that Urseg, Estevez, and Hunter Harvey, I'll put it up against any big three right now in Major League Baseball. And now, yeah, Steven Cruz, Taylor Clark's looked really good since he came back to the big leagues. Daniel Lynch, John Schreiber, the decision that needs to be made when Hunter Harvey returns is, to me, fairly obvious. To me, it's going to be the end of the road for Chris Stratton. I just don't see how you send Taylor Clark out, how you send Steven Cruz back to Omaha. I understand you want to maintain inventory and have options because there's still three quarters of the season still remaining. But these guys are pitching too well to keep someone that isn't, and Chris Stratton hasn't in a long time.
And as far as Seth Lugo is concerned, Vern, the 4 straight quality starts, 5 of his 8 quality starts, you know, not the best game, but I don't care, man. I was listening to you in the post game. He gives up 1 earned run. Was he as perfect as he's been in the past? No, but who cares? He's getting the job done. I think that the criticism on the Royals pitching is a little too harsh at times because it's carrying this team. And I think there's other ways and other, areas of this team to look at. But this pitching, man, I don't criticize a 1 earned run performance at all.
Right, right. 6 2/3 of 1 run baseball. His ERA is now 2.84. Second most innings thrown in all of Major League Baseball. It's wild what the standard is now for a Royal starting pitcher. That 6 2/3 of 1 run baseball was met by a lot of, he was all right. That was the attitude I was getting from a lot of Royals fans last night on the postgame show. And again, that's just a reflection of, we saw Cole Reagans punch out 11 the night before in 5 shutout innings. We've seen 5 shutouts in the past 11 games. This rotation is clearly the best in the American League and can make a very strong case up against the Mets as being the best in Major League Baseball. From Reagans and Lugo to the 2 pitchers that Fangraphs says have been the 2 best on the team, Michael Wacha tonight, Chris Bubich going in the finale. And man, if you want to dive deeper into that rotation, you have Kyle Wright making his second rehab start tonight down in AA. Noah Cameron threw last night down in AAA. The trade deadline's a few months away. I mentioned Hunter Harvey coming back. Man, I really don't. It doesn't matter where you look when it comes to this ball club right now. Even where you have questions, it appears if those questions are not answered the way that we want them to be answered, there are reinforcements offensively, defensively, in the bullpen, and in the rotation.
Yeah, Bubich is the guy I wanted to talk to you about, Vern. I don't know if anybody saw this coming, fresh off the Tommy John surgery, a sub-2 ERA through his first 7 starts this year. From what you've seen and what you've heard, there's going to be a fall back to reality at some point, but what is the reality for Chris Bubich this season? Is he a legitimate guy you can look at and say he might finish the year with a sub-3 ERA and be a Cy Young candidate of sorts?
You know, you hear so many starting pitchers talk about, you know, one third of the time I take the hill and I have my best stuff. The other third I have awful stuff. And the other third it's hit and miss and you kind of have to grind through five or six innings. The thing that hurts a guy like Chris Bubich and quite a few big leaguers is when you don't have that, and you guys know this, when you don't have that 98-mile-per-hour heater like Cole Reagan's, when you don't have 15 pitches like Seth Lugo, those days where you're grinding, for a guy like Chris Bubich, man, that command still needs to be pretty darn sharp. Now, when he's on, when he's using all five, six of his offerings and able to put them in all four quadrants whenever he wants, That's how you arrive at a sub-2 ERA. And no one saw this coming. I think there were high hopes for Bubich. That allows you to trade away a guy in Brady Singer. You know, let's remember, at the beginning of 23, first year with Matt Quatrero in the new pitching department, you know, Chris Bubich was our first glimpse that, wow, things might be changing, right? It looked like the Chris Bubich that we all envisioned in 2022 when you would read, you know, Alec Lewis in The Athletic, you know, exposing the desire that Bubich had to throw a different arsenal out there and that he was being kind of shackled by the pitching department. So there was high hopes for Bubich going into the injury and coming out of the injury. Well, you saw what he did out of the bullpen last season. Do I think he's a Cy Young Award candidate at the end of the season? Likely not, but Michael Wacha wasn't a Cy Young Award candidate last season, and he had a 3.5 ERA, a career high, or not a career high, but the most innings pitched he had thrown since 2017. There's no reason to me why Chris Bubich can't end the year as one of the 25 best pitchers in the American League. No, he's not in the Cy Young conversation, but he is. I think Chris Bubich could get to a place where he's viewed in an even warmer light than Brady Singer was. And I think Singer, a league average to a slightly above league average pitcher, is viewed upon, well, good enough to part with a guy like Jonathan India. I think Chris Bubich could take that step up. And, okay, you're not a Cy Young Award candidate. Maybe you're not a perennial all-star guy, but you are someone that, when the career is over, you made it to one or two Midsummer Classics. So there's obviously the talent in there. And like we've seen so far this season, just like Jason Vargas in 2017.
Vargy.
He could put together a 3.5-month stretch that can find him in the All-Star game for sure. Mm.
Vern, about 220 or so people went down to Springfield to watch Jack Caglione. I know you've never been asked the Kegs question, but I do trust you on this. And you've seen the maturity of guys when they get to professional baseball. And I compared it with Logan earlier with football. Like football, you expect these guys to play right away. In baseball, you don't want to ruin them. Like, you have to be careful with it. You either have that mental toughness or you don't. This kid appears
you
to have that.
You don't fail that much in football.
Yeah, you don't. Three out of 10, you're in the Hall of Fame if you get hits. Right. But with Kegs, in the way he's crushing Double A, obviously the Triple A move is coming sooner rather than later. I think the biggest luxury, it's not when Bobby came up, because that was just fun. That was just icing on the cake to go watch Bobby Witt Jr. play. This team's good. And would he fit into what the Royals need? I think he would, to be honest with you. But there's no hurry because you don't want to ruin the kid. In your opinion, what's best for this kid, Kegs? A lot in AAA? Ever get to Kansas City? In your opinion, what's the best? Because obviously you know this stuff better than us.
Yeah, I think he needs to be challenged. And as long as AAA remains a consistent challenge, let him stay there. I remember Dade Moore always talked about, you know, you can only grow as your competition grows, or you're just going to hit a ceiling if you keep beating up on the same bums. And that's what it looks like he's doing right now in AA. You know, listen, I'm not watching all nine innings of Jack Caglione, so I can't give an expert analysis, but you know, the highlights, the numbers, and everything that you hear about him, yeah, it certainly points to, you know, why wouldn't you bump him up to AAA coming up on Monday after this series?
Did the fact he played in the SEC change things, make him better?
Well, the fact that, well, certainly, yeah. Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's better than, you know, coming out of high school.
That's right.
Not having any sort of, you know, I think Cags compared it to, like, high A, you know, now that he's played at AA, now that he's, you know, played in the spring training against big leaguers and AAA arms. Yeah, I think he compared SEC baseball to an A-level product. So, yeah, you're certainly ahead of some others that are a year removed from the draft. Yeah, but my stance has always been the same with Cags. You're not going to bring him up to have him as a savior. He's going to be called up as a weapon.
Yep.
And, yeah, the team's winning. The offense is doing enough. Yeah, you can slide him into the 7-8 spot, and as he builds confidence and starts putting up numbers, he can find his way up that lineup. You know, if everything goes well, and so far everything has, he's dominated at AA the way that he should, right? If we're talking about this guy going to contribute to the big leagues, he better hit .330 in AA. He better have an OPS north of 1,000 if he's going to hit big league pitching. So go do that in AAA, and once he does that in AAA, sure, call him up.
So looking at where the Royals sit right now, they've won 13 of their last 15 games. You're five games above .500. We give a lot of credit to the pitching, obviously, for that. Five shutouts in the course of these last, you know, 15 games that they've participated in. But you're starting to see some guys at the plate, I think, get a little bit more comfortable. Jonathan India is hitting the ball a little bit better. Vinny Pasquantino is hitting the ball better. Salvi's hitting the ball a little bit better. Are you starting to get a little bit more confident in the offensive output of this baseball team as we head into mid-May? Here?
No question about it, Logan, because, and I think we all, and I heard you mention this the other day as well. Listen, is Michael Garcia going to hit 385 like he has over the course of this 15-game stretch? No, probably not, but, you know, Vinny Pasquantino's also not going to maintain a sub-200 batting average for much longer. You know, the offensive skids of April, man, led to a lot of repetitive post-game shows where my response was simply, hey, if India, Vinny, and Massey are bringing nothing to the plate on a nightly basis, this team's going to stink all year offensively. You had to get two of those three going, and like you mentioned, Jonathan India getting on base at a pretty consistent pace, and Vinny Pasquantino starting to not just square it up, but keep it fair. So, yeah, those guys coupled with Bobby, who has been solid all season, Salvi, whose track record speaks for itself. You knew that those loud outs were eventually going to start to find grass. Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying Mike Kell's going to have a major drop off. There's no reason to believe that this young man can't, you know, hit 280 to 300. I'm not saying that Drew Waters is going to have a massive fall off. But this team, this offense, was always being held captive by the big bats. It always will be, you know, shackled to those big bats at the top. This team's only going to go as far as India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi take them. Now, eventually, the hope is with Michael, with Drew Waters, with maybe a trade deadline acquisition and Jack Caglione, you know, you're talking about a 1-9 where, you know, eight of the guys can beat you with one swing of the bat. And It's all kind of setting itself up for a run to the end of July into that trade deadline where everyone's just fighting for a spot to remain on this playoff team as they take aim at a division title.
Great stuff, our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern's the best. Vern, would you like to take this opportunity to make fun of Drew? Because
for what?
Earlier this morning, right, he's running to Quick Trip to get some things. He didn't ask Logan, and he didn't ask me, hey, would you guys want anything? As he went, he failed to do that. I told him that's not what we do around here. Everybody asked.
Had he already seen you guys?
Yeah, but he didn't ask, Vern. That's what I'm saying. I mean, okay. I thought it was pretty bush league.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, clean it up. Come on, be a teammate one time here.
That's right,
come
Drew. On, bud. It's all we're asking. Just step up, man. Character right. Concerns on this one.
Now, Drew is helping me out tonight. He is going to jump on the on deck show and help make the people some money. So I guess I can't.
Well, let's hope
too
for it. Let's hope for it.
Let's hope for that. All right, Vern. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.